And then I remember when I was a new legislator getting a quite visual report on our groundwater systems and the aquifers and how that all works and how Maine is blessed as opposed to much of the rest of the country with an abundant and renewable source of water to our aquifers. And I don't know if you want to comment at all on that.
We have a variety of programs that are designed to protect groundwater. The Underground Injection Control Program is one of them. Wellhead Protection Program. There's several. They're primarily land use activities above ground to protect the groundwater that's underneath it. So,
Senator Saviello and then Representative Reed.
I get a question that, since I've been away from this for 2 years, where are we with mercury, coplanar PCBs, and dioxin? Do we have any non-attainments related to those three?
Those obviously drive the fish consumption advisories, and that's handled out of our surface water ambient toxics program, SWAT program, and that I used to be on that.
I'm actually on the committee, but never relevant.
That's right, you are. I don't know if there's any that are non-attainment. There's fish consumption advisories that are given, but I don't know if we've ever said that it's...
We could certainly bring that information back. I believe there are still some legacy areas that are listed as non-attainment for those.
Yeah, the monitor.
And I know at the end the dioxin we pretty much taken care of because of the above and below testing to prove that, because I was involved in that my first year in the legislature, doing the mussels and so forth. But it's actually the coplanar PCBs and the mercury that are more of a question for me. I don't want you to spend a lot of time on it, Brian. I mean, if it's something as simple, great, but because I don't think it's on the web page about those two. And I just remember that was a lot of discussion when I left, and since I've been away from it, just kind of anxious. This is what happened with it.
Yeah, no, you're right. The coplanar PCBs are they're the bigger issue.
Representative Reed.
Yeah, I was wondering. How do you, your department, work with the various committees that exist in these towns where there are lakes, and they have their own committees which supervise the lakes and give out permits and things like that? How do you deal with those different groups?
We're quite active with various lake associations. We have quite a large... We have a significant lakes program. The Division of Environmental Assessments basically divided into grossly two groups, streams and lakes, and streams and rivers, lakes, and then there's also the marine component. So it's three groups. As with anything, we wish we had more staff to be responsive to it. As far as what the feedback I get from them is that we get a lot of good cooperation and a lot of activities with lake programs, the lake associations.
Okay, who would be responsible for a permit to remove something, a dilapidated building that was a little offshore, for instance? I remember there was a neighbor of mine who lived on the lake, and there was once a place where the lake... because of the receding, a building was now in the water, had fallen down, and was became a big problem for him because it was nothing but rusty nails, an old building, and he wanted to remove it and had to go through City Hall to get a permit to remove it, and then I don't think they even allowed him to remove it or at that time because of polywogs and anything else that might have lived under it or something. Who would have jurisdiction over that?
There would be Shoreland Zoning, which is in our Division of Land Resources Regulation. They regulate that. They work with the municipalities with their ordinances to make sure their ordinances meet the statewide ordinance.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Representative Cooper.
Thank you. In testing for things like mercury, do you do testing of... waterfowl like loons, or do you work with other agencies to do that?
If that testing is done, it would be done with Inland Fish and Wildlife. We test for those, we sample for those out of fish that we'll catch every year. We'll go out and do some fishing for fish, and we'll bring the samples back. They have to be a certain species, certain size, and then they'll analyze the fish for mercury content, and if it's part of the program, the coplanar PCBs, things like that.
And what do your results show as far as trends over the last 5 years or so?
Over the last 5 years, do you have any idea?
Or recent history?
We'll have to get back to you on that.
Was this any increase or decrease?
Yes, Senator Saviello.
There's the, I went up and looked it up myself. On the webpage is a summary of the Surface Waters Ambient Toxic Monitoring Program 2010 report is on the website.
Yep.
I think it may answer some of the questions you've just asked.
What's that thing you got there?